Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not the Rocky music. Good morning. This is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And that was Wes Durham on the call alongside Dave Archer.
Turn it up, Day-Day.
Producer extraordinaire.
Look, like we're riding with Tiffany to a soccer game right now.
With them and the Falcons. 38 seconds left on the clock, and Kirk Cousins leading a game-winning drive. That touchdown pass, as you heard, to Drake London gives them the 22-21 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. And I listen to Aya the Tiger.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, just still riding the wave. And if you're just now joining us, that's exactly how you should feel. Like you got the Eye of the Tiger this morning. The Falcons completely flipped the script and threw it in reverse last night in the last 2 minutes of that game and changed every piece of outlook that everybody had on what this football team is and what it can be throughout the season, man. Just still riding the high right now.
Yeah, you're you get they go on a drive that lasted let me check the notes.
Long time. That 17 plays.
17 plays. 70 yards for a total of 9:34, 8:13 elapsed, I believe, on the game clock. I mean, they absolutely ate it up. And then you go three and out, and you give them the ball back. And you got to give them credit where credit is due. They ran the ball very well in all phases of the game.
152 rushing yards.
Yeah, Saquon, I think, had 95, Tiff.
And a critical drop pass.
He did. Jalen Hurts looked like the guy that we saw in 2022 that could beat you with his arm and his leg. But to your point, they get down there and it's third and I think four, and you think, what are the, you know? I actually thought they were going to run it twice. I thought even Jalen Hurts might have been in play, but they decided to throw the ball. And to your point, Tiff, he just drops it.
Yeah.
He's got the first down. He drops it.
And that's the I was joking with you yesterday through text about what my Twitter timeline looked like, and that was what it was like. Man, stinking tush push. You know, they're winning with the tush push and everything else, and you go back and forth. And it seemed like that they had that game sealed because you could not stop Saquon and Jalen in the run game until you got tight, it seemed like. And then you air the ball out. And I know Peyton Manning and Eli were being like, hey, you don't want to throw the ball. And that's why, because it stops the clock and leaves a bunch of time going back the other direction.
It does, but defensively, the Falcons able to come up big. Jesse Bates sealing the deal pretty much, right, with the interception.
He did. He sealed it with that, Tiff. He, you know, you get pressure on Jalen Hurts. He got greedy. He put it up there. It looked like he was trying to hit, I don't know if that was Devontae, maybe an out route or a bench route, whatever you want to call it. And Jesse was playing deep center on that side of the field, Tiff, and read it the whole way. There was another play though in this game that Jesse Bates made a huge play. It's 9-7 early in the third quarter or midway through the third quarter, and Jalen hits Devontae Smith. It's in the end zone, guys, and Jesse closes and rakes that ball out. You force them. They try to pull you off sides with a fake tush push. Line up, and they kick the field goal. That also was a huge moment in the game defensively.
But a lot of eyes, of course, on that game-winning drive led by Kirk Cousins. Here's the quarterback in our quarterback report talking to Dave Archer.
Kirk, congratulations on the win, and there's a lot that went into it. I want to talk to you a little bit about just the way the offense operated. You guys had looked like you felt much better about what was going on out there.
Well, we ran the football well. We sustained drives. Got to be better in the red zone, Arch. I think you know that. We know that. And then, you know, the final drive was critical. It was great to get the ball back, and then we were able to go down. But, you know, in any win, you're going to have plays you want back. In any loss, you're going to have things you did well. And tonight, you know, we won. Great to finish strong. But, There's still a long ways to go.
There's a lot of Falcon fans. They're going to hover on that final drive, and I thought that your experience, that's not your first rodeo. Tell me about the mindset there. You got about a minute and a half left, no timeouts.
Yeah, you know, getting a touchdown is obviously much harder than getting a field goal, but just felt like go get completions, you know, try to get a feel for coverage-wise what they're trying to do. They were pretty soft and giving us opportunities, and we just tried to take what they gave us, and we were able to get down in the red zone pretty quickly, where then it just kind of became, okay, now we got to, you know, have a much better red zone offense than we had earlier in the game. And Drake ran an unbelievable route and was able to win.
Nice little wrinkle down there, too. It looked like you had Drake kind of motion outside, a bunch look, and then he flanked Slay. Looked like you were going there all the way.
Yeah, certainly trusted Drake to kind of win to the front pylon. And, you know, Slay's a really good corner, and all game had kind of been using his savvy, you know, to jump things and to play tight. And I felt like that route kind of played into that well for us, where Drake was able to kind of set him inside and then break back out.
There was a lot of they caught you on tape, a lot of conversation with you and Drake maybe late in the football game, maybe right before that drive. I don't know exactly when it came. You're constantly talking to these young players. How important is that, Kirk, in your mind to try to keep guys kind of dialed in? Not that they need it, but it seems like you got them dialed in.
Well, yeah, I wish I could get him more opportunities. You know, I feel like I haven't played well enough to really get these guys going, but you know, there's a lot more football up ahead, and that'd be a big focus of mine moving forward. But, you know, the last drive was a great way to kind of get moving in that direction.
Tell me about offensive line play. You mentioned how well you ran the football. I thought the O-line did a really good job protecting.
They did, Arch. We ran the football well. They protected really well, and then they handled the operation well. We didn't have a bunch of penalties that put us in long yardage. I think that was a big deal today. We stayed in kind of favorable situations. They protected me well when we did get in pass situations, and you know, they're a big reason why we're walking out of here with a win.
Last thing for you. Key now with a quick turnover. This isn't your first rodeo. You've done this many times. Got the Super Bowl champs here in just a short time.
Yeah, I mean, we're a road Monday night game. So we're getting back at 5 a.m. on a short week. We got to get ready for the defending Super Bowl champs, who's been the best team in football the last several years. And, you know, it's the NFL. And we've got to dig deep and watch the tape from this game, make corrections, and then you know, get right to work on what our coaches install for this next week.
A lot of people like to talk about records and all that kind of stuff. You've won four of your last five Monday night games.
Well, I dug myself a hole early in my career, so we got a long ways to go to dig ourselves out, but it's good to get back on the winning ways.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks, Arch.
Good to get back to the winning ways. By the way, since that came up, the Sunday night football game against the Chiefs, are you ready to look ahead? You want to keep marinating in this law?
Yeah, hey, not me. Wait. I want to ride the wave.
I'll look ahead tomorrow. I think we can. I think we can. You know,
it's a short week.
It is a short week. Sometimes you gotta. You know what? It's like we talked about this morning, yesterday morning, when I kept hearing about all the guys Philly had. Remember, we were talking. I don't know what it might have been, 8 o'clock, 8:20 segment, but I kept hearing about, you know, Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley and Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Darius Slay. How's Darius Slay feel right now? Quinyon Mitchell, who got beat a couple of times on that final drive, how's he feel with all the trash he talks?
Say that man's name like
CJ Gardner-Johnson, why don't you take your freaking helmet off again? But, you know, I mean, you know, the gloating that team was doing prematurely. And I'm gonna bask in this one for about another, you know, five segments.
I'm not going to approach it with as much vitriol as that, but I think when you look at these wins, and Falcons fans know this as much as anybody, it's hard to win in the NFL, man. It just is. And so I think when you get one, and you get one on the road, and you get one against a team, by the way, Ding, who has started the last two regular seasons going 10-1. Don't forget that. You know, say whatever you want to about who they are now and the slip-ups. This is a team who, you know, the last couple of seasons has started 10-1. So that is a tough team to beat no matter what is going on with them or what drop they had. I think what happens, Stiff, and this is what I'm scared of, when you start looking ahead, you start thinking of reasons why you could or could not win. I'm just not ready to ride that train just yet.
I feel like that's what everybody did coming into this game, because it was like, oh, no, it's a must-win, but it's not a must-win. But it is a must-win because we're going to face the Chiefs next, and then you got your NFC South opponents. And
who look really good right now.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, Tiff. Let's take it a step further. Last night, there were media members in this town that I'm not on Twitter. I'm doing the game. But my phone is blowing up.
Clarify.
My phone is blowing up. I'm like, and there are people that, you know, I communicate with. I'm like, what? And you want to see? Yeah, well, you can go ahead and look at 0-3. The season's probably over. And these are people that I know well. I don't know what happened to them, but I don't know if I want to be in a foxhole with them anymore because they completely gave up. And look, I get it. It looked bleak. But, you know, crazier things have happened, and last night was one of them. And they cracked the door. And Kirk, Darnell, Jesse, Drake, Kyle Pitts with a big catch on the final. They busted through it like the Kool-Aid man.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. More from the NFL and some big news coming out of Charlotte. We'll hit it when we go in the huddle next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.